Scripture reading is Acts chapter 1, verse 11. They also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday school. Continuing from the last session, let us look into the second meaning of the resurrection. The resurrection of the Lord, firstly, signifies that our mortal body that will die and perish has gained an eternal life. If one dies and resurrects and dies again, it is not complete resurrection. After dying completely, you have to resurrect and gain an eternal life. I talked about this in the last session. The Lord clearly proved that the resurrection of the believers is certainly going to happen by becoming the first fruit of the resurrection himself. So in the Bible, before the resurrection of the Lord, there were bodies that came up from the tomb because they died again. So that case is not complete real resurrection. But so that is why we say the Lord is the first fruit of the resurrection. And yet, there are many people who do not believe in resurrection. Even though I explain, there might be some people, is it really? Can it really be so? Or those who have some knowledge. Or even if they know resurrection is possible, they don't really believe from the heart. That is why they commit sins. If you really believe in the resurrection from the depth of your heart, you can never commit sins. And especially you can never commit sins leading to death. That is unimaginable. Why? If you believe in the resurrection, you believe in heaven and hell. And that means you believe in the judgment. And would you do something that will make you go to hell after being judged? No. Why don't you just think about it? The night of Jesus' arrest, all the disciples scattered because they were very scared. However, after the resurrection and ascension of the Lord, these disciples preached the gospel boldly without fearing death. After all the disciples except John became martyrs. John doesn't mean John denied the Lord. To let him write the book of Revelation, God remained him. He was also thrown into a boiling oil, but he was not dead. He was not killed. So he survived. He was kept safe by God, and he wrote the book of Revelation. You know, he didn't die, even in boiling oil. You know, I went through that kind of situations many times too. And not physically boiling oil, but in 98 and 99, I couldn't live. But I still, not even one hair on my head was singed or hurt. And yet I came forth in resurrection. Also in 92, I shed all my blood. I poured out all my blood. They checked my pulse. Pulse was no more. And until I died, I still have the memory. You know, Elder Jong Ho Wesley, he came up to my bed and he checked my pulse and he said, the pulse stopped. And there was also Senior Deaconess Kim Sun Min, and there was Pastor Dal Chun Lee, And there were singers who were singing praises for me, hymnal songs for me. And Mrs. Lee, director, and she couldn't watch me bleed. And she was away in a bathroom or something. And pastors, Mi-young Lee, Mi-kyung Lee, and Su-jin Lee, they were in the church crying out, praying for me. And many leaders and pastors were there with me. So I died completely. But God let me live again. Why? Because I had to do the things of God, do the work of God. So God couldn't just let me die at that time. So because I know that, I'm not afraid of anything. Even though they try to kill me or even though they try to send me to any prison, because God will never let that happen. And God will protect me. How could they so dramatically change? Their lives were completely changed because they personally met and touched the Lord, who died and resurrected firsthand. Of course, they were brave because they had received the Holy Spirit, but not everyone who receives the Holy Spirit can have the faith of martyrdom. Not everybody can have the faith of martyrdom, you know. One has to be bold, and also they have to love God the Lord first, above all, and they have to receive the grace of God to become martyrs. They were brave because they had received the Holy Spirit, but not everyone who receives the Holy Spirit can have the faith of martyrdom. The resurrection of the Lord is a historical fact that is confirmed by the actual people, namely the disciples of the Lord. God the Father also planted various evidences in all things in the nature so that we can believe in the resurrection. For example, in spring, old trees that seem to be dead during the winter gives out new buds and also beautiful flowers. Also, seemingly dead seeds can also give life. They sprout and grow up. So this is the law of the nature. And unlike the law of the nature in Gethsemane, it is a little strange. Last year and the year before, I didn't invite anybody. And I wanted to invite somebody, but God prohibited it. And unless one is in spirit, you know, they cannot be invited. So and most of them have to be in spirit, and at least a couple of them should be in the rock of faith. So I didn't invite anybody. But this year, I'd like to invite some people who are, because many of you are in spirit, and at least they are in the rock of faith. And last year and the year before, because I didn't invite anybody, there were no flowers blooming fully. You know, they were not good. So I was very thankful because I didn't invite anybody. You know, nobody was there to look at them. You know, so the flowers are taking a rest. So they took a rest the year before, but the last year too, they were not fully blooming. So because I wanted to invite some people this year, you know, they are blooming so nicely already. The seed itself will die, but a new life comes forth from it. Also, think about cicada larvae. Cicada larvae live underground for 2 to 17 years. Then they transform into cicadas to fly in the sky and render among the loudest sounds of all insects. We had summer retreats in Gurepo on the west coast. And in the big sand beach, it became a Manmin village because there were so many tents, hundreds of them.
Uh,
So we stayed there for so many weeks for summer retreat. And for the students, Sunday school, I preached about resurrection. And how did God work? God let us see this cicada larva, three of them, around our tent. So I think Pastor Hyuk-hee Cho saw them. And they were changing, transforming into actual cicadas. So I was preaching about resurrection, watching them. You know, so these larvae, they were being transformed into cicadas. In such a short time, God let us see these during while I was preaching about resurrection. So I was very thankful. You know, God always so He has always let us see and touch whatever evidence. And even at that time, wherever we went, there were miracles, signs and wonders. Because they were in the beach, because we were on the beach, you know, we wouldn't have any water. We didn't have any village for drinking water. And when they received my prayer and dug a hole, they got the well, they got water. So for so many weeks, we could have drinking water and for shower and everything, for washing. And that water stopped coming out on the Thursday of the last summer retreat. How amazing is this? Not only that, at the mountainside, hillside where we were camping, there were a lot of, it was called Snake Village. Snake Valley, because we didn't know we had personal tents and we were camping there on the hillside, and there were a lot of snakes, poisonous snakes, and they were who you know if they knew that there were poisonous snakes, who would be camping there? They would be so scared. Nobody would be camping there. Otherwise, there was no other form of accommodation. We didn't have so many inns or pensions or anything, motels or anything. So we brought all the tents and they camped there. And also we had a big tent for the seminars. And some of them slept there too. We didn't know there were so many snakes. If we had known, we wouldn't have camped there. But I would have stopped them too. But only when, you know, when they were taking down all the tents, the snakes were coming out from underneath the tents. And we heard from the villagers that that place is called the Snake Valley, and there were so many poisonous snakes, and nobody saw any of the snakes. They were just staying under the tents, underneath the tents. And we only came to know after the retreat was over. So I was reminded of the Exodus. You know, in the wilderness, there were a lot of poisonous snakes. And God protected them so that they were not seen by the people. And they were not bitten by the snakes, even though there were so many people. None of them got bitten. But if they complained against God, and God turned His face away from them, and the snakes, they began their natural activities, so they began to bite the people. And they are all true. So they live underground and they transform into cicadas to fly into the sky. And butterflies look like they're dead in their pupal stage. But soon they have beautiful wings to fly in the blue sky and among beautiful flowers. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will firmly believe in resurrection through these evidences and later on participate in the resurrection of the believers. Brothers and sisters and viewing audiences, the resurrection of the Lord signifies, secondly, that the way was opened so that those who had been dead due to sins can now be revived and become God's children. I already mentioned that the first significance of the resurrection of the Lord is that our body can gain a life that is eternal. The first meaning is in regard to physical resurrection, and the second meaning is concerned with the spiritual resurrection. In fact, these two kinds of resurrections cannot be separated. Our bodies died because our spirits were dead. Furthermore, because our spirits can be revived, we can be resurrected, and we can gain eternal life. The first part of 1 Corinthians 15:21 says, "For since by a man came death, namely Adam. Originally, God created man as living beings or living spirits, and they were immortal. But since the first man, Adam, ate the forbidden fruit in disobedience to God, he received the curse of death and his spirit died. Eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in disobedience to God is already, it means he already died. Because the wages of sin is death. So sin came into man. And death also came into man. That is why they came to sin. And they began to disobey God. And the result is death. Due to this death, our physical body also ages and dies. Of course, spirit cannot die. Spirit dying here means that its activities have come to a complete stop, and it could not communicate with God any longer. But some people say, oh, in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, they lived more than 800, 900 years, so the Bible is not true. How can a man live that long? Why would they doubt so many things? I already explained everything in the book of Genesis. Just think about it. About 6,000 years ago, or more than 5,000 years ago. At that time, there was no air pollution. And there were not so many germs or viruses or anything dirty. And those things came into being little by little. And there were no endemic or epidemics. And the air was clean, water was clean, everything was clean, fruit was clean. You know, nothing was polluted at that time. And plus, there was no evil. So they were not really committing sins. So they lived long. But because they had to die anyway, after living for 800 and 900 or 900 years, their energy drained out of them and they died. So due to sins, our physical body also ages and dies. And of course, spirit cannot die. Spirit dying here means it cannot communicate with God any longer because it is completely inactive. Since Adam's spirit died, the breath of life that God had breathed began to leak out from man, and only a trace of it remained. This is the seed of life which I explained in the Genesis lectures. After this, Adam and all his descendants came to die of old age. And if you remember the seed of life vividly, you will live by that message and you will gain a lot of answers to your life problems. And that is why I told you to listen to them 10 times. And if you listen to them 10 times in obedience, you will still have the contents of it. And if you just thought, oh, maybe, how do I have to really listen to them 10 times? Maybe I can listen to one or two times. Those people, they must have forgotten already. But if you listen to them 10 times, you will still have them in your heart. So you can, the seed of life can be operative in your heart. So obedience is the best. You know, obedience is blessing. And yet you don't obey. Of course, from now you will obey. Since March 31st, now you came forth in resurrection, so I believe you will obey very well. But the more serious problem than physical death is the death of spirit. Unless one solves the problem of sin, his spirit will also be put to death. Spiritual death is one's spirit falling into hell and receiving eternal punishments. Once a person falls into hell, nobody can save him, and the punishments cannot be stopped. Namely, he has to suffer from unimaginable pains forever and ever without any hope. Although this spiritual death is waiting, so many people in the world do not believe in the Lord. Due to the original sin they inherited from Adam and the actual sins they committed, they are heading towards the eternal grave, namely hell. How pitiful. God the Father, however, could not just watch these people quietly. His love for first man Adam, whom he created in his own image, and his love for mankind never changed. For this reason, he gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross. Which was actually meant for mankind. The Lord sacrificed himself with the same heart as the Father God. Now, anyone who accepts this Lord as his personal Savior can receive the forgiveness of sins and a new life. To gain a new life is something to be so thankful for. And on top of that, God the Father gives us the rights of the children of God too. And thus, we are exempt from the punishment of the death, and we are born again as God's children. How great God's love is. That Jesus came down to this earth, forsaking all his heavenly glory, and God put all the burdens of sins of all mankind on this Son, and he let him die on the cross. And you watched it in the Easter performance. And also you saw this in a drawing, and I was thinking, oh, he is just down to bones. We can see his ribs. He is so skinny. And that was an actual scene that with the spiritual eyes. That is and how thankful it is to lead a life in faith in this kind of church. And we also have artist, and it is also the same. So many sins. God put all these sins on his only begotten Son, and he let him be scourged with flogging to let him shed so much blood, and he redeemed us from our sins that way. And how can you forsake the love of God, and how can you forsake this love of the Lord? And knowing the truth, how can you crucify the Lord all over again? Committing sins leading to death is to crucify the Lord all over again. He died on the cross in such a wretched way, and it is to crucify him once again. Can this happen if you have just 1% of conscience remaining? You cannot do that. If you have just a little bit of faith, you cannot do that. And it is to spit on God and to mock Him, and it is to despise Him, and it is to trample on the Word of God. And knowing these things are sins, if you willfully commit sins, and knowing about the crucifixion of the Lord, it is to crucify Him all over again. If you just believe a little bit, you cannot do that, can you? If you love God and love the Lord just a little bit, you cannot dare do that. You cannot commit sins leading to death, ever. And those who do that, of course they don't believe, but, and you know it just by hearing. And even though you don't believe, you cannot do that. You cannot do such things. Elders, members, students, every leader, choir members, Nisi orchestra, can it happen? Can you do that if you have just a little bit of conscience? And if you still commit sins, it means you don't believe in resurrection. You don't believe in the crucifixion of the Lord. And that is why you commit those sins. And can you not believe this? Everything is true. It's a historical fact. And after seeing so many signs and wonders manifested in this church, and can you not believe? Thus, we are exempt from the punishment of the death, and we are born again as God's children. How can we measure this love? Brothers and sisters, if one commits sins, he will certainly die. If you understand the kinds of effects that sins have on your spirit, you would never commit sins. And if you don't commit sins, you are protected from any kind of diseases. All our church members can testify to that. If the children are born into family from parents who have good faith, if they are raised in faith, probably if they were born at the time of the opening of the church, they must be about 33 years, and they wouldn't have taken any medicine or wouldn't have gone to hospital at all, not even once. And in our college mission, and in our young adults mission, there are so many people who never gone to hospitals, ever. So if you live by the word of God, you can never get sick. Even those who were sick before, if they come to this church and begin to live by the word of God, their diseases depart from them. So if you do not commit sins, you are healthy, and you can go to a good heavenly kingdom, good dwelling place, and you gain an eternal life, and you still disobey, and you commit adultery and fornication, and you have so many things. That is why you cannot avoid getting, fatal diseases like cancers and tumors in uterus, because tumors in uterus is because it's a little less, the sin is a little less than cancer. You know, cancers means your sin is already so grave. You already committed sins leading to death. It means you already received the punishment, judgment, your judgment to go to hell. Even though you received the judgment, if you really mourn and weep and tear your heart about not living by the word of God, not keeping the whole Sabbath, whole Lord's Day holy, not giving tithes, and if you really tear your heart and repent from sins, God still forgives them. I've seen many people. But not so many people do that. Not so many people really repent from the heart. Maybe they shed a little bit of tears, but they don't really repent from the bottom of their heart. You know, how could I crucify the Lord all over again, despite His love? You know, maybe 1 week, 1 month. You know, they cannot bear it because they are too sorry. They're so sorry that they can't even look up to the sky. They can't even see me. And if they repent this way, and if God forgives them, they will be healed. They were healed. Even though they already received the death sentence from the hospitals. But it is such a rare case. And also because God doesn't give them the spirit of repentance. So you should be fearful, right? Are you afraid? You don't have to commit sins. Then you are so happy, you have eternal life, you have heavenly kingdom, and also New Jerusalem, you ride on the flow of spirit, so you are thankful and happy, and you serve each other, give to each other. And if you're riding on this flow of spirit, and how happy a thing this is. And as many of you are in spirit, just ask them whether they are happy or not. Just ask those who are in spirit, oh, aren't you lonely? You're not even married? Ask them. You will not even be, you'll not be slapped, but that kind of question is ridiculous. They are not lonely. They are just so thankful and happy. And this, we have first, second, and third generations of pastors. They're not getting married. And ask them whether they are lonely. Is there any regret? By no means. Is it... They're just so happy. They're all united together as one. And they're living, they have heaven on earth. If you don't commit sins, you live by the word of God, and have hope for New Jerusalem, they will have heavenly kingdom in their heart. They will not get sick, they will not face any disasters. There are so many diseases in this world, but they don't get any. So ask those who are in spirit, any of them, whether they are happy or not. Everyone will say they are happy. Pastor Seung-shin Kim, are you happy or not? Pastor Kyung-hee Kang, are you happy or not? They're just so happy to be in spirit. Lonely? Hard? Sad? Nothing. Nothing like that. The spiritual world is that good. That is why I'm asking you, telling you to come into spirit. You know, there's no, you don't have to worry about anything. You know, don't live in concerns and worries and so many problems of this earth, of this life. You know, they are true sons and daughters of God. So will God give them hard time since they are true sons and daughters? Look, God blessed them, will give them so many blessings. They won't have any financial difficulties. They receive financial blessings, blessings of health, and they're just so happy. You know, they don't have any loneliness or anything like that. And there is such a beautiful world in spirit. But you just seek perishable things of the world, and you have so many worries and concerns, and you quarrel and fight. And as He was telling Adam not to eat from the tree of knowledge, God clearly warned Adam. In the second part of Genesis 2:17, He said, "For in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die." Not just die, but you will surely die, which means there was no other option. If you commit sins leading to death, the Bible says you will certainly die. This word came upon Adam as spoken. Adam was driven out of the Garden of Eden, and he could not communicate with God freely any longer. His descendants were increasingly cut off from God, who is the source of life. Instead of the Spirit being the master, their soul became their master, and they came to communicate with more actively with the enemy devil and Satan that has the power of death. The enemy devil and Satan agitates the untruths in people's hearts to cause them to commit sins. They cause people to depart from God and drag them to hell. Therefore, you must not mistakenly think that you will resurrect or you will be caught up alive just because you are attending church, while you live like the unbelievers who have nothing to do with God. And the Bible is the absolute truth, and the judgment will be carried out as it is recorded. There's no addition or omission. You can receive salvation and resurrect to gain an eternal life only after your sins are forgiven through faith and the problems of your sins are solved. So the Lord puts an emphasis on this the woman who got caught in the sin of adultery. What did Jesus say? She didn't even know Jesus. And she was committing, of course, she violated the law. So when she met the Lord, Jesus forgave her. What did he say? Go and sin no more. Never again. And if you sin again, there's no more forgiveness. That is the word of the Lord. And also, when after he healed the man who had been sick for 38 years, he said, sin no more, or you'll get something worse. So if you are forgiven, you must never commit sins. You must never crucify the Lord all over again. You must never cheat God. You must never trample on the word of the truth. You must never despise the word of truth ever again. And I believe you are wise enough not to do that again. So you can receive salvation and resurrect to gain an eternal life only after your sins are forgiven through faith and the problems of your sins are solved. Namely, the result of faith is salvation and eternal life, but the result of sin is death, namely punishments in hell according to justice. Jesus let us understand this point through the parable of the poor man Lazarus and a rich man. The poor Lazarus was saved, for he believed in God, but the rich man went to the lower grave, for he was not saved. You have heard about this kind of strict justice so many times until now. Nevertheless, many of you repeatedly repented after committing sins leading to death, and sins depriving of salvation again and again. And what kind of compassion has God the Father shown to you? In Matthew 23:37, Jesus said to the scribes and the Pharisees, who are not repenting, as follows, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling. Is there anybody who is still forsaking the love of God the Father, who is trying to hold you and breaking the heart of your shepherd just because you want to live in sins? I plead with you to open your heart now and accept this love. Please turn from sins from the heart. Cast away evil and belong to goodness. Last Sunday was the last day of the 3-month suspension period, which was the last chance given to us by God the Father. The Father God, with His love, forgave even the sins that could not be forgiven. And now you should enjoy the joy of resurrection with the assurance that all your walls of sins were torn down. In order to do that, you have to completely turn from sins depriving of salvation and sins leading to death. Namely, you have to wash the robes of your heart diligently so that you will not be tempted to sin again. In doing so, I hope you will never commit sins and walk in the valley of the shadow of death, but dwell in the bosom of God safely. Work out your salvation completely and get an eternal life. Above all, make your faith grow up and accomplish true love that will never change. I pray in the name of the Lord that in doing so, you will become joy to the Father God. Here comes the conclusion. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, viewing audiences, nowadays there are places where they let people experience the deathbed. They take funeral photos, write their will, and get into a coffin in a winding sheet. They even look at their own funeral array, which is, of course, a simulation. Most of those who do this burst into tears, having so many regrets about their lives that they have been living. They think about things like, I will die soon, and why did I seek after my desires only, living an ugly life, hating many people? And it is a life to go to hell and just for your temporary pleasure, being unable to drive away temptations. You enrage God and you crucify the Lord all over again. How come I never realized the preciousness of the people around me? I will live a new kind of life from now on. In fact, some of you have already experienced the moment of death. Some of you were healed of your diseases by the grace of God after you crossed the physical lifeline, or some others have felt the fear like falling into hell after committing grave sins. Especially some of the pastors and Levites were put into a situation where the sword of punishment was right in front of your eyes. If you did receive this sword, you couldn't even be saved. God let you see this situation, meaning that He will not forgive you any longer. Jeremiah 15:2 says, And it shall be that when they say to you, Where should we go? Then you are to tell them, Thus says the Lord, those destined for death to death. And those destined for the sword to the sword. And those destined for famine to famine. And those destined for captivity to captivity. As said, many of you were in a situation where you had to receive all the retributions and punishments for the sins you had committed. Having this sense of crisis, I believe you realized that all your pride, faithful hard work, or your self-evaluation, thinking you tried to live a diligent life, were meaningless unless you cast off flesh that changes over time. Spending the time during which your ego and self were completely dead, what kind of attitude of heart did you have? I would like to believe that you made up your mind to die completely to sins and live in righteousness. God the Father redirected all the punishments to me, who is your shepherd, to forgive your sins. Now, I hope you will deeply realize His love and engrave it in your bones. Colossians 3:1 says, Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. As said, just seek the things above. Especially, Mami members, you have to hope for New Jerusalem in your march of faith. I pray in the name of the Lord who will come back to take us, that you will vigorously run your race of faith, looking up to the day of resurrection. Because of the time, I will pray for the sick right away. Heavenly Father, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Light come. Be healthy spiritually, physically, and light come. Father, Pastor Gyeongtae Jung of Japan, Tabata Mami Church in Tokyo, Handkerchief Crusade on April 21st, let so many people be healed by the prayer. Ohara Sonoe of Japan, has a personality disorder, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, touch her. An Young-jun of United States, lack of concentration, and be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Give him more concentration. Cao Jingnan, Parkinson's disease, be healed. Li Meng'an, the spinal problem, be healed. Wang Zifan, the fracture of the foot, be healed. Li Guihua, rheumatism, be healed. Wang Youxiang, and Dong Gijong, right eye trouble, be healed. Kim Seokja, inflammation in the esophagus and pain in the foot, be healed. Kim Yeonok, cataract, be healed. Baek Sun-nan, pain in the leg, be healed. Park Ji-sung, Chun Lai-fang, addiction of internet games, be healed. Go Sang-yeo, insomnia, be healed. Liang Jing-ring, women's disease and arthritis, be healed. Jae-rin Tao, Li Yen-chun, Li Ji, schizophrenia, go away. Mental disorders, go away. Enemy devil and Satan, go away. Mun Young-chun, head pain and hotness in the back, go away. Zhao Aimen, it's 1 week before the delivery date, and the fetus is upside down. Let the fetus come back to normal position. Let her have easy delivery. Yang Wa, let the medical accident be resolved very well. Jia Li Li, mental disorder, let her come back home. Let darkness go away. Chun Sing Ju, Chun Ye Gun, let them get into good college. Father, show your works transcending space and time. And there's one more. So, the cancers go away. All kinds of germs and viruses go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and go away. Light come. Father, let him also be saved. Father, thank you. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the stomach and intestines, liver and kidney and all the internal organs be functioning perfectly. Light come. Skin diseases go away. Father God, give them spiritual and physical health. And cancers, metastasized cancers, all cancers go away. All germs, viruses, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and go away. Light come. High and low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Father, give them this for this first, second, third, and fifth, fourth, and fifth week. Protect them throughout all these weeks. Protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles. And let them make no mistakes while driving, and always protect all the drivers. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.